Retail. Councils should fight to defend interests of retail workers. Ireland Alton, Chair, Usdaw Broad Left, anti-USC candidate for Gipton and Hare Hills Ward, Leeds City Council. The announcement by Tory Minister Robert Jenrick that retail stores could open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m, 6 days a week, from the 12th of April will be greeted with mixed feelings by retail workers. Some, who have felt cooped up at home for most of the last year, only receiving 80% of their contracted wages, will welcome the opportunity to try to recoup some of the income they've lost with extra shifts. Other workers, especially those with caring responsibilities, will have real worries about being forced to work longer shifts, or hours that don't fit with their pre-existing commitments. Although it was Tory Jenrick making the announcement, it's actually local councils, many of which are Labour-controlled, that would implement this, by relaxing the enforcement of planning legislation governing retail opening hours. Instead of just implementing this Tory directive, councils could help empower retail workers by refusing to relax enforcement until any shop's proposals for extended opening are agreed by the workers' trade union representatives. This would mean that the unions are in a position to negotiate proper overtime pay and prevent any undermining of existing terms and conditions. Unfortunately, during the pandemic, Labour councils have marched to the beat of the retail bosses and Tory government, with many councils relaxing enforcement of Sunday trading. That's why a number of Usdaw members will be standing for local councils as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, prepared to back up workers 100% of the time.